Okay, going to discuss Tfilas Arvis Rishus, what that means. We said already that according to the Girsa that we have in our Sfarim, that Machlokas Abayin Rava, whether Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, and Rava says that it's a Rishus, so the Halacha is a Rishus, and there's another Girsa that's Rav and Shmuel, and there also Rav is the one who says it's Rishus, so we pass him like Rav over Shmuel. Ridva, however, says from the Maisa that happened, and the Gemara says that Ram Gamliel asks, is there anybody who argues that the Marv is Rechova? And except for Rabbi Yeshua, right, everybody said that they agree. So he passed from there that Marv is Rechova. But the Maisa, the Halacha, we passed Marv is Rishus. What does that mean, Rishus? So Tosfos says that it's Rishus if there is a mitzvah overis. There's a mitzvah that's passing by, and you won't be able to do it otherwise. Normally we'd say, Ha'osik v'mitzvah, pater mitzvah. If you're osik in Mariv, then you're pater from doing the other mitzvah. But since Mariv is a Rishus, you don't daven Mariv and you do the mitzvah. But if there's no mitzvah overis, there's no mitzvah that you won't be able to do at a later time, right? You have to daven Mariv. And he brings a few rayas that Mariv can't just be a stam Rishus because it has tashlumin. If it'll be a Rishus, why should you have to make it up if you didn't daven it? It's only a Rishus anyway. Secondly, the Gemara says if you forgot Yalav Yovel, right? If it wouldn't be that Ein Mekadshin Asachodesh Ela Balayla, right? You would have to say what's it called, Mariv again. Why? It's only a Rishus. So from those reasons, Tosfos says that what's it called, it must be that Mariv is more than a Rishus. And also other reasons they say Yaakov Avinu was Misakin Mariv. He wasn't Misakin for nothing. Must be a reason. And also it's connected the Hakrava of Evarim and Pedarim, there was a mitzvah to do that. If you didn't do it, if for some reason they got lost or whatever, it's not Ma'akiv the carbon. But there was a mitzvah to bring to burn the various parts of the carbon on the Mizbeah. So if Mariv was connected that, L'chorah, it has to at least be some kind of mitzvah. It can't just be a Rishus. Tosfos says that the only time you can't daven Mariv is if you have a mitzvah that you won't be able to do later. Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos says that Mariv is a mitzvah, but if there's another mitzvah to do, you don't have to daven Mariv, even if that mitzvah you'll be able to do later. So it's Nidcha Filu Mipnei Mitzvah She'eino Veris. Okay? The Rabbeinu Yonah says that Mariv Rishus means a mitzvah, but it's not a chova, and therefore it's called Rishus. We find many times that something that is a mitzvah, but it's not something mandatory, is called a Rishus. There's got to be something that's mandatory. So Rishus doesn't mean it's just voluntary. It means a mitzvah, but you don't have to do it. Okay, but there's a mitzvah. And the Shiragon says, what's together? There are certain things that if you do them, you'll get rewarded. But if you don't do them, you won't have any punishment. Mariv is one of them. If you do it, you get a mitzvah. If you don't do it, then you don't get any punishment. The Baal Halachas Gedolos, on the other hand, says it's Rishus Gomer, that you don't have to daven Mariv b'chlal. If you have no other reason, whatever, you just don't have to daven Mariv. It's totally only a voluntary thing. However, he says, if you did daven, then you're koveyed a chover. If you daven Mariv, again, it's mashed even once, from the way the Achronim say. If you daven Mariv once, right, you have to continue davening Mariv forever. The Rambam is mashed like that also. And therefore, if you daven Mariv and you forgot Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat. Because at least that night, you made Mariv a chova. If you davened it, you davened it already. So now you can't decide that it's going to be a Rishus. So if you davened, you have to make it up. Tashlumim won't answer because you didn't daven Mariv, right? You forgot to daven Mariv. And maybe if you intended to daven Mariv, you also made it a chova. I intended that night to daven Mariv, forgot. Then you have Tashlumim. But if I never intended to daven Mariv altogether, then there's no Tashlumim. Could be. Okay. The Ra'or says that it's a Rishus Gomer. The Kash from Tashlumim, and if you forgot Yalav Yavo, he says Enechanami. Those halachas are only based on the fact that Mariv is a chova. But according to the Madi Omer, says Mariv Rishus, you wouldn't have to have Tashlumim, you wouldn't have to make it up, nothing. But we already explained, even according to the one who says it's a Rishus Gomer, could be that if you intended to daven, or if you mamish daven, then for that night at least, it's a chova. The Rav Yoh says that on a day when you have to add things into Shemona Esrei, like Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, then Maariv is a Chovah, because otherwise you won't be able to say those things that have to do with that night. Right? You have to mention Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Chol HaMoed. So then you have to daven to be able to mention it. The Ra'ah says same thing goes Motzei Shabbos, you have to say Havdalah. So you don't daven Maariv, you won't be able to say Havdalah in Maariv. So you'll miss Havdalah. Right, the Iker Havdalah, not the Havdalah Lakos. So therefore, in times when there's things special to add, you have to daven. Reb Chaim Brisker has an interesting gather here of what's it called, Maariv Rishus. He says like this, even though, first of all, the Achronim say that we have accepted upon ourselves Maariv is a Chovah. In other words, the Minig is that basically Klal Yisrael accepted to daven Maariv. So unless it's a mitzvah that you won't be able to do, then you could rely on the Rishos. But for all practical purposes, we are knowing to daven Maariv as if it was a Chovah. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, that doesn't mean that Maariv becomes a Chovah. It means we accepted to daven the Tfilas Rishos of Maariv as if it was a Chovah. But it remains a Tfilas Rishos. What's the nafkamina, right? If a person, what's it called, didn't daven Maariv, and he wants to daven again. What's it called? No, he davened Maariv, and he started to daven again, and he remembers in the Milah Shemoneh Esrei that he davened already. So normally, what do we say? You have to be posek. Why? You can't even daven it anymore as a Tfilas Nedava. Since you started davening as a Chova, we learned this before, so you can't have a Tfilah that's half Chova and half Rishus. You daven because you thought you didn't daven yet. That's what you started. Now, all of a sudden, you remember you daven. You want to finish it as a nedava, as a voluntary tefillah. You can't do that. Because you can't have a tefillah. It's half and half. So you stop, and you don't continue on at all. Remember, you daven shachris, you daven mincha, you stop. But Maariv isn't like that, says Reb Chaim Brisker. Because even if you started Maariv, you also are only doing it as a rishus. There's a chiyuv to daven that rishus. So when I started Maariv, I did it as a Tfilas Rishos. Now I remember that I davened Maariv already. So I'm going to continue it as a Tfilas Rishos. That's okay. So if you remember, Reb Chaim Brisker says, in the middle of Maariv, that you davened already, you can continue it as a Tfilas Rishos. Okay. From the Maisa that we had yesterday with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Ram Gamlio, just one interesting he'ora. And that is, it says that his wife said to him that he wasn't great, and therefore people would not respect him because he was a young guy. So what happened? Overnight he became great. But he didn't get old. He was still a young guy. Right? So why would that bring him more respect? Just because he had gray hair? Weisdois, you see that what affects people is what they see, not what they know. They knew he was 18 years old, but he looked like he was 70. So Lemaisa, people treated him as if he was 70, even though what you know intellectually doesn't make the same impression as what you see. What you see makes more of an impression. That's that lechora we see from here. What else? Everything else we said, I think. Well, somebody asked in the end over here, Lemaisa, how did they demote Rav Gamliel? If Malim Bakodesh Velomo Ridin, right, then how did they demote Rav Gamliel to begin with? Now they don't want to take Rav Elazar ben Azariah because Malim Bakodesh. So Pashtus, they had a reason to take off from Gamliel. He was giving tzaris to Rabbi Yeshua. He was not acting properly. So if somebody's not acting properly, then there's no Indian of Milam Bakodesh Velo Moridin. He had a reason why Moridin also, right? He did something wrong. So you deal with him the way you have to deal with him. So, right? So they took him down. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't do anything wrong. Stam to take him down is wrong. So therefore you can't take him down. That seems to be very simple. That's the difference. There's another thing you see from here. The Chora, if he's going to be darshaning three times, and Rav Elazar ben Azariah only once, or two and one, right? The Chora, that's also Moridin. Till now, he was giving the drasha every Shabbos. Now he's only giving the shir once every other week, or once every third week. So isn't that Moridin? So it could be that that's not called Moridin, because it's not a difference in the person. The person's roy to give the drasha every Shabbos. Right, it's just that there's somebody else who also has to give. So it's not a harada in the person. The person's not changing. It's just that Shabbos shall me. The Shabbos is the Indian over here. The time slot, but not the person. Moridin means that you make a difference in the status of the person. There's no difference in the status of the person. It's only in when he says his shir, that's not a difference in his status. Okay, let's go on. V'shal musafin kol ayom. Chavches omer aleph towards the bottom. V'shal musafin kol ayom. Musaf, you can daven the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda says till 7 hours. And the machlokas is, was korban musaf able to be brought the whole day, or the korban musaf was only brought till 7 hours? Omer Rabbi Yochanan v'nikra posheya. However, if you daven musaf after 7 hours, according to the Rabbanan, you're called a posheya. Right? You are a somebody who's derelict. Now, the reason why you're called a posheya, what's it called? A few different reasons. One reason is the Ritva says, because the carbon was brought before 7 hours. So you're bringing it, actually brought. So you're davening after the time that they used to bring the carbon, actually. So that's why you're a posheya. The Ra'o says, because if you daven Musaf after 7 hours, you're going to have to daven Mincha first, which we'll get to in a little while. And therefore, you're a posheya because you change the order of the tefillas. You necessitate the changing of the orders. And that's why you're a posheya. Okay. Tan Rabban, Hoyu lefonav shtei tefillos, acha shel Mincha v'acha shel Musaf. A person now, it's after the seventh hour, so now it's time already for Mincha. But you didn't daven Musaf yet. So which do you daven? Mispalo shel mincha, v'yachaka mispalo shel musaf. So you daven mincha first, then you daven musaf. Shezu tadira v'zu eno tadira. Because tadir v'sheno tadir, tadir krom. You have two mitzvahs. One's tadir. Mincha is more frequent than musaf. And you have two mitzvahs to do, musaf and mincha. So mincha comes first. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mispalo shel musaf, v'yachaka mispalo shel mincha. Shezu mitzvah overis, v'zu mitzvah sheno overis. Rabbi Yehuda holds that after 7 hours, you're not going to be able to daven musaf. So you only have a half an hour where musaf and mincha are concurrent. So we're talking where it's the 6.5 hour, right? Half an hour before the seventh hour. So now mincha starts, zman mincha starts. But the zman musaf only has a half an hour. Mincha, you have to plug a mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So this is a mitzvah veris. This is a mitzvah that has a shorter time span. And the other one has a longer time span. So you daven the one with the shorter time span so you don't miss it. So therefore, l'shitasam, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have, what's it called, only till the seventh hour to daven musaf. So if they come concurrently, which is only possible in a half an hour, between the 6.5 hour and the seventh hour, you daven musaf first, because otherwise you may miss musaf completely. And mincha you have to plaga mincha. And the chachamim hold, no, musaf you have the whole day, mincha you have the whole day. So neither one has a shorter time. Therefore, you go after the halach of tadir v'sheino tadir, you daven mincha first. Rav Yochanan, halacha mispal shal mincha v'yachaka mispal shal musaf. Since we basically paskin like the Rabbanan, and the zman ha-musaf is all day, not till the seventh hour, so therefore the halacha is that you daven mincha, and then you daven musaf. Okay? Rav Zeira, ki havicholish migirsei, when Rav Zeira was too tired to learn, right, he got weak and sick, he couldn't learn. So, Havi also the Yosef Apiska Devei Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi. He used to go and sit by the door of the Beis Medrash of Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi. Omar ki chalti Rabbanan os eikum mikamai. When the Rabbanan come, I'll stand up for them. That much I can do. My head is bothering me. I can't learn. I'm too tired, too weak to learn. But I'm not too tired or weak to stand up. So I'll be able to do another mitzvah. I'll stand up for the Chachamim, right? The Akabalakra, I'll get rid of Schar. So they ask, Lechora, you shouldn't be Ovid. I'm an Aslakabal Pras. Right, here he says, I'm going to stand up for the Chacham, so I'll be able to get rewarded. L'chora, that's the wrong kind of motivation. So when I remember, I didn't see anybody who asked it here. I didn't look around that much. But from what I remember, the answer they say is that when is it wrong to be Oved Amanas L'Kabal Pras? Things you have to do. Things you have to do, you shouldn't do them for the sake of doing rewards. You should do them because you have to do them, because they're the right thing to do. But a mitzvah you don't have to do. You're volunteering to do. You can volunteer to do it for the schar. Right? You don't have to do it altogether. So the motivation to volunteer could be the schar. Then we don't say that you should be Oved Amanash L'Kabal Pras. When you're an Evan, you have to do something, do it for the sake that you have to do it. Don't do it for the reward. But where you're volunteering to do something, the reason, the motivation for volunteering can be the scar too. Here, he didn't have to go and sit by the Beis Medrash and stand up for the Chachamim. Could have stayed home, right? He didn't feel good. But he wanted to do a mitzvah to get schar. That's fine. He volunteered to do that mitzvah, which he didn't have to do. Nofak also Reb Nosson Bar Tuvi. So he was there sitting by the Pesach of the Beis Medrash, and Reb Nosson Bar Tuvi came out. Omer le man omer halacha be medrasha. So he said to him, what's going on in the Beis Medrash? He was too tired, too weak to learn, but he could ask Shiloh what was going on in the Beis Medrash. Omer le hochi omer Reb Yochanan. Ain halacha krib Yehuda. The omer is followed from Musaf Yaakov is followed from Mincha. The halacha is not like Reb Yehuda, that you daven Musaf before Mincha. Omer, what's it called? But you daven Mincha before Musaf, because we don't pass him like Reb Yehuda, and you have, therefore, the whole day to daven Musaf, so you can daven Musaf after Mincha. Omer le Reb Yochanan Omra. So he said to him, did Reb Yochanan really say that? Omer le in. Yeah, he really said that. Tana mine arboim zimnin. So he learned it from him 40 times. He went over it 40 times, right, until he knew it clearly. Omer le chada hilach o chada silach. Why are you so excited about this, what Reb Yochanan said, that you learned it over 40 times? Is it because it's the only thing you ever heard in the name of Reb Yochanan, so it's precious to you? Or it's new to you. You thought somebody else said it, and now you just got a chiddush that Reb Yochanan said. Omer le chadasi li, mishum de mesapke li b'Rishuv ben Levi. I thought Reb Yishuv ben Levi said this, that the halacha is not like Reb Yehuda. Right? Now I found out it's Reb Yochanan who said it. That now is a big chiddush to me. Right? It seems like, you know, posh of the thing, but they were mamachshiv of the Torah to a point that every little thing was important to them, and everything was baal peh, so they had to remember it. So they made sure that they learned it 40 times till he knew exactly who said it, because he thought somebody else said it, Rashi. The Nikra Posheya, Hama'achar Kolkach, somebody who davens Musaf after 7 hours, even according to the Rabbanan, is still called a Posheya. The Chathili should daven Musaf before 7 hours. Mispal Shom Mincha. Me'achar, what? No. It's not like a Yehuda that you daven Musaf before Mincha, because you still could daven afterwards. You call the Posheya, but just because you call the Posheya doesn't change the order of Musaf and Mincha. Mispal shol Mincha miachar shigia zmana kedei lahakdima betchila zmana shlo yikra Posheya gam olecha. Right. So once Mincha time comes, right, you're makdim to daven betchila zmana. You shouldn't be called the Posheya. From Rashi is mashma that, what's it called, that even if the halacha is like the Rabbanan, that you can daven Musaf all day, still you have to daven Mincha first, because you have to have Musaf first, because even according to them, even though you can daven the whole day, you're still called a Posheya. So from Rashi's mashma, that it's not only according to Rabbi Yehuda that Lishitaso, that you have to daven, what's it called, Musaf first. Even according to the Rabbanan, you shouldn't be called a Posheya. But in the end, the halacha is not like that. The Acher Kavshel Musaf, and hol the Icher Zmana, the Ik Hoil Uzmana Eino Over to Amri Rabbanan V'Shel Musaf and Kol Hayom, right? But the Rabbanan hold, and here it's Mashma, that it's not like that. The first Rashi is a very difficult Rashi, because here Rashi says clearly it depends on the Machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan that you're Nikra Posheya, but still you have time. Here is Mashma, the only reason you daven Mincha first and then Musaf, right, is because the Zman is not over. Right, since Musaf is Kol Hayom, but even if it's Kol Hayom, it's still your Nikra Posheya. Shizum Mitzvah Veris, Rabbi Yehuda Tameh, Domrad Sheva Shos, the Sula. Rabbi Yehuda holds only because it's a Mitzvah Veris, not because you're a Nikra Posheya. Kichalti Rabbanan Talmidim Ayotzim Beis Reb Nosson. Man Omer Halacha Ben Medrashon, Mim Bibnei Yeshiva Omer Beis Medrash Halacha Reb Yehuda. Right, who said the Halacha from the Beis Medrash said the Halacha Reb Yehuda? Chade Hilach O Chade Silach. Is it the fact that you never learned anything else in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, so this is something new, that's why you're so excited about it? It's something new. Somebody else said it. I thought Rabbi Shuban Levi said it, not Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Let's go on a little bit more. Omri Shuban Levi, call him a spout, Tfilish of Musaf and Lachar Sheva Shos. Rabbi Yehuda, somebody davens Musaf after 7 hours. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Allah Vakasuv Omer, Nogi Mimoed Osafti Mimcha. Asafti mimcho hayu. My mashma, the high nogi lishna tavra, shever. You're what's it called? You're broken. You've broken something. If you daven musaf after 7 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because lemaisa you're not yotze. Kinematargin Rav Yosef tavra osi al sonayim the base Israel at the ochras mani moadaya de Yerushalayim. Right, it's a shever. Shever means a total sfarfalen. Okay, I can't think of the English word. Right, if what's it called? If you daven after 7 hours, and it's the pasuk therefore means nogi. Nogi means shever, because you are ma'acher my moed, my set times. And it's not talking about yomim tovim, because you can't be ma'acher a moed of the yomim tovim. Here, at least, you're daven musaf, you get tefillah shelo b'zmana, the schar of tefillah shelo b'zmana. But it's not tefillah b'zmana, so you lost tefillah b'zmana. K'nimetargim Rabbi Yosef, tavra osya sonen v'Yisrael ad ha'ochru z'mani mo'day Yerushalayim. Omer Rabbi Lozer, kol mespao tefillah shel shachris la'achar arba shos, Rabbi Yehuda, olav ha'kosav omer, nogi mimoed osafti mimcho hoyu. My mashma, the high nogi listen to tsarahu. Here it says different pshat. Nogi doesn't mean shever, farfal. Right? You did something that's a total failure. But it's tsar. It's a tsar. It's not proper. Deceive dolfa nafshi mituga. You see that nogi means tuga, means a tsar, means a pain. Her besulos are pain. The he mar lo. So they explain the following. That if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no tashlumin for Musaf. So if you missed Tfilas Musaf in its time, farfal. So if you daven after 7 hours Musaf, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's farfal. But according to the Rabbanan, if you daven Shachris after 4 hours, right, you can have tashlumin. So it's not farfal. There is a way, and we said if you daven tashlumin, it's like you daven bismana. So therefore, if davening Shachris after 4 hours is not farfal, it's a tsar. You didn't do the proper thing. But it's not farfalen. Memela, the same thing would go if you daven after 7 hours, according to the Rabbanan, Musaf after 7 hours, even though you call it Posheya, right? But Lamaisa, you what's it called? You still can daven Musaf, right? You're just not proper. You're a Posheya. But Lamaisa, you can still daven. So even there would not be a Tavra. It's only a Tavra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Bechlal, you're not Yotzi Tfila Bezman. Okay.
Wait,
but Shachris,
4 hours according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says that it's, you say this
person. Right, but Shachris, right, you can have
Sever Tashlumin. Even for Rabbi Yehuda?
Right, even for Yehuda, if you missed the 4 hours, like anything, if you missed it because of Shogig or whatever, you can make a Tashlumin. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, not according to Rabban. According to Rabban, you can dive until Chatzos. Okay. Okay, let's just see what's here till here, and then we'll go on. Okay, first of all, this halacha, Tosa says, that Lamaisa, the halacha is that the Gemara says, the Feirish, the halacha is that if you come to Mincha and Musaf at the same time, you don't daven Musaf till after the 6.5 hour, so now it's time for Mincha, you daven Mincha first. So Tosa says, therefore, on Yom Kippur, this becomes a big problem, because you better finish Shachris before Mincha time, so you can start Musaf before Mincha. Because if you don't finish Shachris till after the 6.5 hour, you're going to have to daven Mincha before Musaf. That's what Tosfos on Yom Kippur. Then he brings down the Ri, that you don't have to worry about it. Because the only time that you have to daven Mincha before Musaf, if they come at the same time, is if you want to daven both of them right now. Right? For some reason, you can't daven Mincha later. You're rushing away somewhere. You want to eat. So you can't daven Mincha later. You want to daven both Musaf and Mincha now. Then the Shaila is, which one comes first? But if you plan to daven Mincha later, you didn't plan to daven Mincha now, then there's no idea of Tadr v'sheino Tadr. The only time of Tadr v'sheino Tadr is I want to do two mitzvahs right now, which one comes first? But if I didn't have an intention to daven Mincha now, I wanted to daven Mincha later. Right? And there's plenty of time to daven Mincha. I didn't intend to daven Mincha now. Then you could daven Musaf first. That's what Tosa says, the Ri says. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the name of Rabboni Tzorfa, says that the only time that you have to daven Mincha before Musaf is if it's by the 9.5 hours. Mincha Ketana. But not Mincha Gedolah. Now, our sugya for sure is not like that. Because our sugya is talking about Rabbi Yehuda. And by Rabbi Yehuda, you can't daven Musaf anymore by 9.5 hours. It has to be talking by the seventh, before the seventh hour, in the 6.5 hour, Mincha Gedolah. But the Yerushalmi is mashma that it's only 9.5 hours, and it could be that we pass like the Yerushalmi. That's what the Rabbeinu Tzorfah says. Some hold that only a yachid, this halach only applies to a yachid, daven in your house, and you're davening Musaf after 6.5 hours, you have to daven Mincha first. But at Tzibur, not. At Tzibur, always davens Musaf before Mincha. They shouldn't get mixed up and make mistakes and forget the Seder of the davening. So by a Tzibur, you don't mix them up. By a Yochid, we don't care if he gets mixed up or not. The Rav Yoh says, if you already davened Tzvila Balacha Shul Musaf, let's say you finish Shachris Yom Kippur before the 6.5 hour, and you started davening Musaf Balachash, and now it's already the 6.5 hour. So what do you do now? Do you daven Mincha and then say Chazor Sashatz for Musaf? Or you say Chazor Sashatz for Musaf, and then daven Mincha. She says, if you already daven Balachash, and now you have to say Chazor Sashatz, for sure the Chazor Sashatz of Musaf comes before Mincha. What happens if you daven the wrong way? You change them around. You should have davened Mincha, but you daven Musaf instead. So the Rashba says, you Yotzi B'di'evit. There's only a din of Kedima. But the Ra'ah says, no, it's like you daven Tfilas Tashlum, and before the Iker, that can't be. And you're not Yotzi. So if you daven, according to him, if you daven Musaf before Mincha, when you were supposed to daven Mincha first, you're not Yotze. The Mogen Avraham says that this is only talking where you could do both. What if you can't do both? Okay? It's time for Mincha, and it's also time for Musaf, and you only can daven one. For some reason, you won't be able to daven another one. It's so late that you only can daven one tefillah, or other possibilities also. So, the Magen Avraham says where it's impossible to daven both, you daven Musaf and not Mincha. What's the Svara? Because Musaf, there's no Tashlum. Mincha, there is. So if you end up not davening Mincha, you could be Mashlim in Marif. But if you end up not davening Musaf, you can't be Mashlim. So therefore, you daven Musaf and then Mincha if you'll miss it, so you'll be Mashlim. The Tzlach says no. Yerushalmi is Muchach that you daven Mincha and not Musaf and you miss Musaf. Finished. That's a Tzlach. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that there's no raya for that Yerushalmi. Because maybe the Yerushalmi is talking in a time when you can't daven tashlum of Mincha. You did it b'mezid. You were ma'acher b'mezid, and there's no tashlum. Or it's talking, what's it called, in a time when there's no tashlum. Right? So when there's no tashlum, then in a harami. Then maybe you daven Mincha and not Musaf. But when there is tashlumim, then the svara is daven Musaf, and Mincha, you could make tashlumim. Okay, you said that already. Okay, let's go to the next one. Rav Avya Cholash, v'lo asa l'pirka de Rav Yosef. Rav Avya was weak, sick, and he didn't come to the shir of Rav Yosef. This was, Rashi says, lo ala l'pirka de Rav Yosef, shahaya rosh ha-yeshiva b'pumpadisa. Rav Yosef was rosh ha-yeshiva b'pumpadisa. V'ahil dorish b'shabbos, when did he give his shir? On Shabbos, Koden Tfilas HaMusafim. Right? Similar to what in America, Rabbonim give their drashas before Musaf on Shabbos morning. So he used to give his shir before Musaf on Shabbos. Ula'achar HaDrasha, and after the drasha, you hold him LeBeis HaKnesses and Mispalim Tfilas HaMusafim. And after the drasha, they go to the shul and daven Musaf. So he used to give, they used to go to the Beis Medrash in after Shachris and Kriyas HaTorah, have a shir, and then go back to shul to daven Musaf. So he didn't come. He didn't come for the shir. Kiyasa, when he came the next day, Lamachar Kiyasa, the next day, Sunday, he felt better. So he came to the Beis Medrash. Boy Abaye la'anuche daite de Rav Yosef. So Abaye wanted, what's it called, to make Rav Yosef feel good. Because he might say he missed Rav Avya. Right? Somebody didn't show up to the shir. You see that it bothered Rav Yosef. Somebody didn't come to the shir. So Rabbi wanted to make Rav Yosef feel good. Why Rav Avya didn't come? Omar Lay, my time alo also mar lepirka. So he said, obviously in front of Rav Yosef, he asked Rav Avya, why didn't you come to the shir? In order to give him a chance that Rav Yosef should hear, he didn't come because he didn't like the shir. Right? He didn't come because he was sick. Omar Lay, da have a cholish li boy, velo matzina. I was very sick and weak, and I couldn't come. Okay. Omar le, amaylo ta'amta midi, va'asis. So he said to him, the one should eat something, right? Before the shir, eat something. It was after Shachris, after Kriya Satora. Amar Leilo, Sover La Mar Laha to Rav Huna. Don't you hold what Rav Huna said? Dam Rav Huna, Asr La La Adam Sheetam Klum Kodim Shispal Tzilis and Musafim. You're not allowed to eat anything before Musaf. Amar Leil, Boy Leil Mar Lit Shluy Et Shluy Sid Musafim B'yachid V'lito Mid Eva L'meisi. Right? So you should have davened Musaf B'yachidis, right? And then eat something and then come to the shir. Right? So you daven Musaf B'yachidis. But the shir is more important than Tfilah B'tzibur of Musaf. Omer Levelo Sover La Mar Lohodom Rabbi Yochanan, Oslo the Odom Shiakin Filoso Tilos at Sibur. Right? You're not allowed to daven before the Tzibur davens. So I had no choice. I couldn't daven Musaf early because you're not allowed to daven before the Tzibur davens. Right? And before, if I couldn't daven Musaf, I wasn't allowed to eat. So I remained sick, so I couldn't come to the Shir. Omer Le, Lavit Maralom Rabbi Abba B'tzibur Shonu. Right? That's only if you're B'tzibur. If you're in the shul, you can't daven Shmoneh Esrei before the tzibur daven Shmoneh Esrei, because it looks like you're mevaza the tzibur. You don't care about the tzibur. But if you're at home, you can daven before the tzibur time of the tzibur davening. The less hilchus alokar Rav Huna, alokar Rav Shua ben Levi. The halach is not like Rav Huna and not like Rav Shua ben Levi. Rav Huna hadamoran. We said already what's it called like Rav Huna. The halach is not like Rav Huna that you're allowed to eat before Musaf. Rav Shua ben Levi said, you're not allowed to eat anything before mincha, even taste. Kodim shiyispal tfilas ha-mincha, the halacha is not like that. The halacha is you're allowed to eat before mincha too. Okay, now let's see what. First of all, the halacha of not being makdim tfilas ha-tzibur, to tfilas ha-tzibur. Okay, we'll see. It's not here. I just told somebody recently that what they're doing is wrong. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that if you see, what happens if you're in shul, and you see the tzibur is being what's it called being ma'acher, and they're not going to daven tefillah b'tzibur, and this man tefillah is going to go away, that you're allowed to then get up and say Shmoneh Esrei, so in shul, so your tefillah b'tzibur doesn't go away, your tefillah b'zmano doesn't go away. The Bach says if you can go home and daven b'zmano, right, then go home. Don't daven in shul before the tzibur is without, even the tzibur is davening lachar zmano. But if you can't get home, and you won't be able to daven bismana, then you're allowed to daven in shul. Because then it's obvious that what's it called, that the tzibur is doing something wrong, and you're not davening b'tzibur, not because you don't like the tzibur, but because you want to daven bismana. The Mogen Avraham and the Elul Rabbah say that even lechatchila, if the reason why you're davening in shul before the tzibur is because the tzibur is going to daven after the zman, even lechatchila, you don't have to bother to go home. You can daven lechatchila in the shul. But if the tzibur is davening bismana, then you're not allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei in the shul, right, before the tzibur davens. The Mogen Avraham, in the name of the Rivash, says, you're not even allowed to walk out of shul and daven. Once you're in shul, right, if you're going to walk out of shul and daven Shmoneh Esrei early, it looks like you don't care about the shul, don't care about the tefillah, the minyan, right? Couldn't care less. So you're not even allowed to walk outside and daven. You have to wait for the tzibur to daven. Or go home, I guess. The Mishnah Berurah says that halacha has nothing to do with this halacha of being makdim tefillah shel tzibur. You shouldn't walk out and daven because you're going to miss tefillah shel tzibur, you're not going to daven in shul. So you're missing two things. But it's the halacha of not davening in a place where they're going to daven immediately. There's going to be a minyan in that place. You can't daven in that place without a minyan. That's one halacha. Then there's halacha b'chlal. You should daven in a minyan, you should daven in shul. This halacha has nothing to do with this. A person's a chola or an ones, right? Then the Mogen Avraham says still, don't come to shul and daven. If you're going to daven before the minyan, daven at home. And the Bach says you could also daven in shul if you're a chola or an onus, because you're holy and you're onus. If people can see that you're sick, or you have some kind of onus, you have to leave, then you could even daven in shul. The Mishnah Berurah says even if you're going to miss a shir, you can't do this. Can't daven before the tzibur, even if the reason that you're doing it is because you'll miss a shir. Okay, like the Gemara says. Lamaisa, therefore, somebody comes here after the first minyan, and he wants to daven between the first minyan and the second minyan, and sure, he's not allowed to, because he's davening before the tzibur. If there's not what's called no other minyan, it's after the first minyan, there is no second minyan, so then for fun, there's not going to be another minyan in this place, you can daven here after you missed the davening, you can daven here. But if there's another minyan coming up, you can't daven before that minyan. Okay, te'ima lifnei musaf and mincha. The Ravid says that you are allowed to eat. We said the halacha is you're allowed to eat before musaf. So not only are you allowed to eat, to taste, to ima, you're even allowed to eat a small suda. Right? Shaila always comes up, doesn't always come up, about eating before Tekiyah Shofar. It's also before Mosef. Right? Shaila, you're allowed to make Kiddush. So according to the Rav, you're even allowed to have a small suda. So you're allowed to make Kiddush and be Koveya Suda and eat Kiddush before Mosef. There's another halacha about Tekiyah Shofar, that's a separate thing. That's before Mosef, you'd be allowed to do that. We used to do that here, what's it called, before Mosef on Shmini Atzeres. We used to daven Mosef later and leave after Shacharis. Since a few years already, we stopped doing that. And people went home and ate. Because before Mosef, you're allowed to eat. Even before Kriyas HaTorah, you're allowed to eat. Especially, it's not different than other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs you can do alone. So we're afraid you'll forget. But Kriyas HaTorah, you can't do alone. You have to do it with a tzibur. So we're not afraid you'll forget. Mitzvah, you have to do with tzibur. We're not afraid you'll forget. The Rabbeinu Yonos says, you can eat peiros or even a little bit of bread. Pashas, less than a kebeya. Okay, and same thing. Te'ima lefnei mincha is also mutter. And it's shaila whether suda ketana, if you're allowed to eat before mincha or not. And the Ra'ah says that you, a suda gedola, you're allowed to eat before mincha gedola, but not before mincha ketana. And a suda ketana, you're allowed to eat even before mincha ketana. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're allowed to, what's it called, bederech aroi, eat before Musaf, but not to be koveya suda, not to sit down and eat a meal before Musaf. And the Bach says if somebody's weak and hungry or whatever, and he's even allowed to eat a suda. And we said before Kriyas HaTorah, also you're allowed to eat. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll try to make up tomorrow to go through Daf Kaf Tes. If not, we'll stop here, and we'll have to we'll finish this Amud Yisrael Hashem tomorrow. Again.